This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump lectured NATO leaders Thursday. Mr. Trump said that NATO should be more focused on terrorism and spend accordingly.
With Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
The president said 23 of 28 member nations were not paying what they should, and the president said that it was not fair to the people of the United States. Trump also said the recent Manchester bombing demonstrates the depths of the evil we face with terrorism. Police in England say they have identified potentially suspicious items in a house in Wigan. British police say that a bomb disposal team is on site and the area is being evacuated as a precaution. Police investigations have also led to 8 men being held in custody. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hawkins said these past few days have been intense for the officers and staff of the department and that they continue to make progress in the investigation.
I want to reassure people that the arrests that we have made are significant, and initial searches of premises have revealed items that we believe are very important to the investigation.
Police have given no information about how the detained men may be connected to the bombing. A moment of silence was also held in Manchester Thursday morning for the victims. British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed with U.S. President Donald Trump her concerns over U.S. leaks to the media revealing details of the Manchester bombing investigation. In a statement issued by the White House, the president said that the leakers were troubling and that he was asking for a review of the matter. This is VOA. Federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, has declined to reinstate President Donald Trump's executive order limiting travel from 6 predominantly Muslim countries for 3 months. VOA's Robert Rafael reports.
The court said in its 205-page ruling the order did amount to a Muslim ban. Laid bare, this executive order is no more than what the president promised before and after his election: naked, invidious discrimination against Muslims. The panel of 13 judges ruling in the case cited Trump's tweets, television interviews, and statements posted on his campaign website as evidence of his intent.
The Trump administration's next recourse is to take the case to the Supreme Court. A U.S. Navy warship has sailed within 22 kilometers of a Chinese-controlled reef in the South China Sea. VOA's Philip Alexio described the first mission under President Donald Trump to challenge Beijing's territorial claims in the disputed waterway.
U.S. military officials say the guided missile destroyer USS Dewey passed near Mischief Reef in the Spratly Islands. U.S. military spokesman Major Jamie Davis said the United States was continuing its operations aimed at upholding freedom of navigation in international waters. Davis said American forces operate in the South China Sea on a daily basis and will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry told reporters Thursday the U.S. patrol undermined peace and stability in the South China Sea. A U.S. defense official told VOA Thursday that a Chinese military frigate shadowed the USS Dewey throughout the entire Freedom of Navigation operation, and another Chinese frigate and a Chinese Coast Guard vessel were also nearby when the American warship passed near the reef. Victims of the violent crackdown on protests outside the Turkish embassy in Washington last week recounted their experiences to the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday. Aram Haparian, executive director of the Armenian National Committee of America, noted that ultimately what to do next was in the hands of President Donald Trump, but he did have a suggestion.
Expulsion of the ambassador, I think, would send a good message. That's the language of diplomacy. And also, Ambassador Kilich is a partisan to this issue. He's not, in my opinion, sort of career foreign service guy. He's an Erdogan guy. He was out there yelling at the cops. That's the right message, and I think it would be the right one to send.
The hearing was held to officially condemn the violence and call on Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to formally apologize. Video footage of the clash showed President Erdogan observing the violence from his vehicles. For updates, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.